Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're live. It's Sunday night, October 15th.
The Canadian establishment's long-standing connections and admiration for the Nazis got sloppy, and the fallout hasn't ended.
This embarrassing moment in Parliament honoring a Nazi unit soldier.
He's a Ukrainian hero, a Canadian hero.
Is prompting calls for Canada to reckon with its own history.
How did the Nazi war crimes get in, and how were they able to avoid any accountability all this time?
It's unclear how many alleged war criminals were admitted after the Second World War. One Jewish group estimates the number is in the thousands. It's Canada's dirty little secret. The Duchenne Commission probed the issue in the 1980s. Part of its report made public, the rest marked secret. The names of Nazi collaborators never released.
But this all began even before Normandy was stormed. As The Guardian reported in 2004, George W. Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, was a director and shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. A network of financiers that is as hidden as the Epstein list. Prescott Bush's business dealings, which continued until his company's assets were seized in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act, led more than 60 years later to a civil action for damages being brought in Germany against the Bush family by two former slave laborers at Auschwitz. An even stranger twist to the narrative, Aleister Crowley served as a spy for the British government. The Beast left his admirers in Berlin in 1932 as Hitler rose to power as the Chancellor in 1933. Oddly enough, Deputy Fuhrer Rudolf Hess was obsessed with Aleister Crowley. After World War II, the rat lines that sent the Nazis scurrying through the Vatican, Spain, and South America landed them in safe harbor in the United States and Canada. One of these rat lines supplied Operation Paperclip that built NASA, the CIA, and the NSA. Decades later, the occultic Nazi death culture continues to flow through the U.S. from Hollywood to Washington, D.C. in one way, shape, or form.
Let me introduce you first, though, to Zina LaVey. Her father, Anton LaVey, is, the founding father of Satanism in this country. Dr. Aquino, the high priest of the Church of Set.
Temple of Set.
Temple of Set, also a colonel, interestingly enough, in the United States Army.
Whether it's D.C. insider John Podesta's spirit cooking, uncovered by WikiLeaks, or President Biden's Committee on the Arts and Humanities appointee, blatant Satanist Lady Gaga, the common thread is the no-talent poser artist and Crowley disciple Marina Abramovich. So it wasn't a massive surprise when Ukrainian President Zelensky appointed the talentless artist and darling of the satanic elite, Marina Abramovich, as the ambassador to Ukraine, with a focus on the school children of Ukraine.
The Israeli and Ukrainian presidents gathered for an official ceremony for the unveiling of a new interactive memorial, Crystal Wall of Crying, by world-renowned performance artist Marina Abramovich. The wall is meant to be a symbolic extension of the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem and incorporates crystals from the Ukraine and Brazil in an interactive installation.
Abramovich, a devout follower of Aleister Crowley, who at the very least ritually sexually abused children. While Marina has carried the concepts of Crowley's nauseating thelema into the 21st century.
Marina, I think you are so wonderful, so beautiful and inspiring, and as a woman, I am want to translate what her work means into my own life on a domestic level. I am obsessed with this woman. She is so incredible.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children.
In an article that would make Goebbels beam with pride, the Washington Post suggested using black magic to summon demons against Trump supporters.
I've been interested in golems for a long time. In Ashkenazi Jewish folklore, the golem is a humanoid creature created out of mud or clay, 9-10 feet tall, but don't let the golem wander too far. You're going to need him again. You're going to have to resurrect him once again before long.
Meanwhile, the Church of Satan puts in their full support behind the Ukrainian war effort as more and more Ukrainian soldiers are recorded conducting pagan blood rituals and celebrating their Nazi forefathers.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
News today.
A year and a half ago, it was like a light switch got flicked, and wars all over the planet exploded into existence. I'm not here to only look at this in a one-dimensional or two-dimensional level. I'm here to look at it in a third-dimensional, fourth-dimensional, fifth-dimensional, Hegelian dialectic understanding of what's going on. And when you simply pull back and don't buy into the controlled corporate mind control of, are you for the Palestinians or are you for the Israelis? You realize we're all being targeted by the same globalist forces, and we can go down every piece, every link in the chain, ironclad, who funded it, why it was done, who stood down. So let me say this to be 100% clear. I think Hamas is a terrible, horrible, evil terrorist organization. And if I tried to sit here and list all the horrible things they're currently doing, it would take the entire show tonight on this live Sunday, October 15th, transmission. And we'll go over some of it. And some of the terrible things the Israelis are doing in response that do violate the rules of war. And you don't become the devil to fight the devil. But that said, that is amateur hour. And the globalists think we're all stupid. And so let's lay all the facts out right now and then drill into all the minutiae that ties together. Israel founded and funded Hamas. I have Wall Street Journal. I have New York Times. I notice anybody saying that on Twitter or elsewhere is being called anti-Semitic and being attacked by Israeli interests. No. If you point out that Israel founded Hamas to destabilize and break up the PLO, if you point out there was a seven-hour stand-down by the central government, there were some limited troops there that did fight back against overwhelming odds when Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, came across last Saturday during that Israeli holiday of Yom Kippur. So it is a fact. And every major Israeli expert I've seen across the board admits that it was a, quote, terrible intelligence failure. It was not an intelligence failure, ladies and gentlemen. I have a list here, and I'm going to go over it, of how many attack helicopters Israel has in their tiny country. They've bought 140 plus modern helicopters for the United States, I have the full list here, including Apache helicopters and other gunships in just the last decade. Those are active helicopters bought from the U.S. They've got a bunch of other attack helicopters, and I've talked to military experts, 5 or 6 loaded attack helicopters when Hamas started coming across. There's only 1,000 came across the first wave, could have annihilated all of them. Now, that's the helicopters. 50 F-16s, conservatively. Israel's got hundreds. Loaded with bombs would have wiped them all out as well. It goes on from there. So they had basically a 7-hour standoff, and they had retired Israeli generals who got in their cars and drove from Tel Aviv, 2 of them in the same car, because one of their sons was in the fight. It's been widely reported, and they said they couldn't believe it, that when they got there, in all of that entire area, maybe there was a couple hundred Israeli soldiers that were there, up against a more massive force. What do you think was going to happen when a few dozen ultralight paragliders came across the border? One helicopter loaded with rockets, they can carry up to 100, and the Gatling gun in the nose of an Apache would have taken them all out. One helicopter. I'm going to say it again. One helicopter. Remember the highway of death? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of armored vehicles and tanks, thousands of troops killed by less than 10 A-10 warthogs. Guys, pull up footage from the 1991 Gulf War of the highway of death, please. And this would have been the highway of death, too. There's desert right there. There's a big security wall and fence they had to break through. And then there are the few Israeli troops overrun. So I'm not blaming what Hamas did. They're not controlled by Israel, but they had the door open for them. If I overhear two guys saying they're going to rob the bank at, you know, the bank I work at next Tuesday, hypothetical, I don't work at a bank, and I, for some reason, know about that and don't tell people, I'm now aiding and abetting it. So this is about facts. I don't sit here and go, well, it might be more popular if I just support Israel, so I'm not going to cover this. I'm going to cover the truth and let the chips fall where they may. And it's very hard for me to actually do that. But God's watching, because I am disgusted by Hamas and disgusted by the millions of Islamists protesting and bitching and killing and murdering and stabbing and bombing and all the rest of it across Europe and the U.S., and the universities and the liberals and the Democrats supporting it in Black Lives Matter. So, no, I'm not with Hamas and Hezbollah and the Iranians, and they do just as much Machiavellian crap, and I'm going to explain that here in just a moment. But make no mistake, Netanyahu has a bunch of criminal charges against him. Netanyahu's been in and out of power for 20 years. Netanyahu had the walls closing in on him, and he's in videos, famous videos, telling people, if we continue to have conflict with the Palestinians, they will attack us, and that will make our state stronger because our people won't be weak. And that's kind of an extension of saying, well, my 12-year-old son's getting beaten up every day coming home from the bus stop by, you know, 15-year-olds, but I'm going to let him get beat up because we don't want a wimp. I remember being 11, coming home with 2 black eyes and saying, hey, these 3 or 4 older kids beat me up real bad. My dad said, well, you just better learn how to fight harder. And my dad wasn't the biggest, baddest, macho man around, but he just said, no, I'm not going to help you. And he said, about a year later, put one of them in the hospital, almost blinded. The guy picked up a piece of concrete, smashed it in his face, attacked the other people, and it really helped me wake up and become a man. So I get at a sick level what Netanyahu's doing, but it's sick. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to my audience about what's going on. But that's only one level. That's one level. That's the third dimension. Most people are looking at this one-dimensionally, like a piece of paper they're looking at with a stick drawing on it. And then some people go, well, Biden gave $6 billion a month and a half ago or 5 weeks ago to the Iranians, and they gave it to Hezbollah, so our government's funding it. And that's a two-dimensional observation. That's totally true, and it's terrible. And you can go, oh, and we gave them tens of billions of dollars of weapons and infrastructure, 80-something million in infrastructure in Afghanistan. And a lot of it came out of Ukraine as well. And we know Obama, in Fast and Furious, shipped hundreds of thousands of guns out of the U.S. into Mexico that were then transshipped to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Now you're getting into the third-dimensional understanding of this. The bomb makers, the defense complexes. Let's skip this break. They stand to make hundreds of billions of dollars out of this conflict heating up and going on for years, they're now saying. And then there's the next level, the control and the fear of the security states over the domestic populations for the surveillance and all the, quote, reforms happening in Israel.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
That's a crude way of breaking this down, but dialectics, where you create one group or fund one group, you create and fund another group, then you collide them together to then have the media and the corporate systems that the larger central banks and the BlackRocks that control 88% of the world's finances and assets want, then they come forward as the peacemaker with the agenda that's the solution to the problem that's been choreographed, orchestrated. Yeah, you got to give $6 billion to the mullahs to get them to go along with this in Iran. Yeah, you got to give them 80-something billion, 87 billion in hardware and equipment, tens of billions in weapons to get them to go along. You've got to green light them at the White House level that, okay, we're not going to blame you for this, which the White House came out today. Biden said Iran is not behind this. So now Iran's being protected. Iran is on record ordering Hamas that they fund and control in the West Bank to go in and do this. They're behind the damn thing at that level, at the second dimensional level. But when you pull back to the whole globe, what's going on in Ukraine? A giant proxy war that NATO's losing with the Russians. China imminently talking about going into Taiwan. And the Pentagon now preparing troops and sailors and Marines for war with China. And the Army is now massing blood supplies in the Pacific Fleet for imminent war. The U.S. Army's planning for conflict with China, including shoring up blood supply. That happened in the weeks before February of a year and a half ago when the Ukraine war kicked into high gear. So, China is working with Iran. China's now made deals with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has broken with the United States because Biden, Biden, tried to depose their leader, tried to have him removed in coup attempts, driving them into the arms of China, driving Russia and China into each other's arms. You really think the globalists are that stupid? No, there's a bigger picture here. And now Hamas, been planning this for a year, gets the green light from the head of Hezbollah, who takes his orders directly from the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So who gets more power? The mullahs are super unpopular. Internal polls show up to 70% don't want to live under the Islamic State. Now they have an excuse to crack down and have control. Netanyahu's got a low approval rating as well, but able to stay in power through parliamentary manipulations because you can be the leader without even having a majority of the vote. Because they have coalition parties get together. So Netanyahu's in trouble. Oh, Biden's in trouble. The mullahs are in trouble. Hell, Putin wasn't doing that good. Now he's in better position. All of these different predator systems, and all our governments are run by bad people at the end of the day. Very ruthless people. China gets more power and control out of this. And so war is the health of the state. And so just like Netanyahu said on Jordan Peterson a year ago, Israel's be the biotech capital of the world. We already are. He said one of the leaders, and they are. And we're going to give everybody a national medical ID, and we track everybody so we can tell if it works, if it helps them, if it hurts them. I mean, he's incredibly honest, actually. And we're going to test all the new drugs of the world and things on the Israeli population. And then they tried to throw him out. But he still was able to come back. They just threw out Jacinda Ardern and put another puppet in. They're out for the first time in almost 50 years. The Labor Party is out in New Zealand. And the people say because of the shots, because of the lockdowns. Australia just had a referendum shot down. Globalist shot down. A globalist referendum has been defeated. Sweden Italy, everywhere. Right-wing, populist, anti-New World Order parties are being elected. People don't want to be run by Netanyahu that wants to use Israel as guinea pigs. People don't want to be run by Biden that wants to totally destroy America and use us as guinea pigs and chop our son's genitals off. And all the rest of the stuff they're doing. And have us be a fentanyl dumping ground. And all the rest of the crimes. And so, what do they do when one thing's failing? Okay, what came out in the WikiLeaks? What came out in the Project Veritas stuff? Oh, COVID scam isn't working to get control and vertically integrate wealth. It worked for a few years, but failed. They doubled their globalist wealth. General public lost half their wealth in just a couple years. Those are official numbers. Globalist doubled wealth. We lost half our wealth as general public all over the world. What a transformation. What a vertical integration. So the climate scam was the next thing. And now the internal memos have come out there, and you've seen them at the WEF last week, 2 weeks ago. Oh, it's not working anymore, the COVID scam or the climate scam. Now we're going to cut the water off and say there's a water shortage. That'll get control. And they said we're also going to use increased conflicts around the world, wars, to bring in a world ID and a new world currency. So, see, COVID is one punch. Climate change and all the lies and all the environmental terrorism and shutting down of industries, that's another punch. Then it's the Ukraine war cutting off food supplies and shutting down fertilizer production. And then they shut down fertilizer production in beef in the Netherlands and now in Ireland. Some of the biggest food producers in the world. They're shutting everything off. And now they move to, oh, here's Hezbollah, who literally holds the 2+ million people in Gaza Strip as slaves, kills them if they don't do what they're told, took their keys away, blocked the roads, wouldn't let them leave when the Israelis said leave. Now, whether you think the Israelis are right to what they're doing or not, that's one-dimensional. Let's stop that. Hamas is on record. There's video, locals, footage, all of it, of them blocking the roads and then blowing up people's cars because they were trying to drive around them. They're not letting people leave. So for those of you that think Israel is the most evil, demonic thing the world's ever seen, Hamas is just as bad, except it's their own people. And that's what I want you to get, folks, is get to a fourth or fifth dimensional level. Look at how sick this is. Whether you're a Russian or a Ukrainian or an Israeli or a Palestinian or an American Indian or a black person or a white person or a person in Germany or Australia or anywhere you are having the same globalist policies done to you to take control of your body, to take control of your data, to take control of the food you can eat. It's all happening, and these governments are all lockstep. Benjamin Netanyahu does what the New World Order tells him. Biden does what the New World Order tells him. The British Prime Minister, the Canadian Prime Minister, all of them. And the good news is we're fighting back all over the world and trying to get better people elected. Doesn't mean they'll be perfect, but at least we're throwing out people that try to have open borders and gun control and pedophilia and medical tyranny and all these wars. So, we're going to go to break and come back with the big news. We're going to go fifth dimensional. And we're going to talk about what's about to happen next on this current road, unless we get off of it. And that's called World War III for real. Iran has told Israel, you go into the Gaza Strip, we're going to attack you. And then Israel is going to nuke the living hell out of Iran. And then billions of Muslims are going to rise up worldwide, and then we're going to have real problems on our hands. Stay with us. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Netanyahu intentionally let Hamas kill Israelis. Both the IDF and the Israeli Air Force both stood down for 7 hours. You won't believe what a Jewish charity leader told me today.
Israel has the most sophisticated intelligence in the world. There was no way the government didn't know that that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're friendly with several good people in Israel. One is Rabbi Hananya Weissman. He knows a lot of people in Israel. He knows confidential sources that he shared with us their information that about the stand down order. He sent out a missive that indeed the IDF was given stand down orders, both the Army and the Air Force. 7 hours to stand down while those attacks took place. And this allowed the terrorists to come in and begin slaughtering and torturing the citizens. Personally, I think that this situation is akin to a family keeping a rabid dog in their home and then blaming the dog when the baby gets bitten. The parents needed to remove the dog many, many, many weeks ago, right, mm-hmm. before the dog had a chance to injure somebody in the family. So I look at the government of Israel, and they really needed to make sure that these people did not proliferate on their borders. And so they are held partially accountable for having to now go kill God's creations in order to secure their border. This should never have happened.
I literally have dozens of clips of prominent Jews saying the same thing, but I don't need to just believe them. We know they stood down for 7 hours. I noticed that video that we just played that's got millions of views on Twitter has a community post, fact check, saying, well, to add context, Israel's now wiping the West Bank off the map. Yeah. That's not a real fact check. That's deception. We're talking about last Saturday, 8 days ago, when this massacre started, almost 9 days ago now. That's 9 days ago in Israel. They're ahead of us. Time-wise. So we're just stating facts. That makes my job really easy. I don't to be political. I don't care whose feathers I ruffle. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to tell it like I see it, and I'm right about 95% of the time. You can have your perspective and look at each issue through your own bias, but this is disgusting. Here's Roseanne Barr. She did a really good job on Patrick McDavid. Super focused. But it was a clip on InfoWars.com where she lays it out. It's like 12 minutes long, but here she is talking about the facts. And then another clip of Patrick McDavid himself, his former Army Special Operations, and who's from the Middle East, by the way, so he knows a little bit about it. He went on for an hour explaining every little sector of how this was a stand-down. This was a stand-down. And then the spin is, oh, what, you're saying Israel runs Hamas? No, they just helped set it up to destabilize the area so they wouldn't have a legitimate government. That's the Wall Street Journal. Israel, we have Netanyahu talking about it. He's like, we use these radical Muslims to make sure that they continue to attack us, that we were strong, we can crush them. Is basically the boil down of what he said. If you want, I'll play the four-minute clip. In fact, post that clip on InfoWars.com, the live show feed, and we may have time to play it next hour, but... And we've got Michael Yon, who's very pro-Israel, and I'm overall not against Israel either. I mean, I don't think they should be killed. They shouldn't be made to disappear. They're not going anywhere. But at the same time, we're not going to sit here and act like the Israeli government is the people of Israel, and then they're just allowed to stand down. Even though they get power and control out of it and get to bolster their defenses, all of it, it is Machiavelli. It is sick. It is wrong. And just because you're opposed by a bunch of crazies around you that are doing nasty stuff doesn't mean you then do it. And yes, I know the Democrats are supporting Hamas, and so is Black Lives Matter, and they're our mortal enemies, and I can't stand them, and I don't want open borders, and I supported President Trump's freeze on 9 Muslim countries having people come here because those countries are sworn to destroy us. And if Trump said, oh, I'm going to bring more over here, I'd say I'm mad at him. And that's basically what Israel just did. Here's Roseanne Barr and then Patrick McDavid.
What is this really, and who benefits from this? Right? You always have to ask those questions. But it is weird that Israel, which is like it has such high technology for all this warning signs, what do you call it?
The defense is top-notch, billions and billions. We even give them billions and billions each year.
The world's best.
Yeah.
None of it was functioning.
How did they not anticipate it?
None of it was functioning.
Well,
they got through, and then they went all the way back without one alarm sounding.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let's play dark. Did you need something like this for you to create a war to the point where the re-election percentage of a president goes so high when there's a war so you can get re-elected? Maybe. Is it because the amount of chaos you learned in 2020, the elections was so chaotic, so it increases the chance of you being able to win another election because the more chaotic it was, you can tell people what we're going to be doing and they're already accustomed to it. Maybe they'll be more open-minded to it. Maybe. Is it because maybe even on the other side for me that I think about Netanyahu and Israel? First of all, who has the best secret intelligence in the world?
Mossad.
You mean to tell me?
No.
You mean to tell me? These guys have been that low-key underground for a year,
nope.
Built a city like the one in Israel, and they trained their guys to go in and how to break into homes and how to take people hostage. And you're telling me you didn't know? Seriously? And Egypt comes out. By the way, the story came out. It's like, well, you know, we told them, we warned them that something was taking place. Another story came out about Egypt. Rob, if you tell me what page it's on.
Yeah, so the people that allowed this to happen in Israel got a big problem. I've seen numbers of close to 90% of the Jews in Israel know there was a stand down, a quote failure, and are pissed. No one with half a brain is buying that this wasn't allowed to happen. Okay. So I don't need to continue to go over the evidence of it. It's a fact, but that's only one level. China is circling and is saying they may invade Taiwan any day. The U.S. is massing forces in the Pacific around there. You've got NATO accelerating weapons into Ukraine. You've got this whole Israel thing kicking off. And here's the key. The start at the one dimension, move up. Iran has said if Israel goes in with ground troops and raises the rest of Gaza, they are going to attack Israel. And they've got the West Bank with millions of Muslims in it and millions of Muslims that have basically taken over formerly Christian Lebanon just north of Golan Heights. And then you've got Iraq and Saudi Arabia and just all of this and Egypt. And they're all getting ready. Even if the governments don't give the order, their people are already coming and marching and flying and riding in on camels across the border. I mean, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. And Israel says, we don't care. As soon as these floods stop, we're going in. And so there you go. And then the Hamas creeps have blocked the Gazans that don't want to be part of this from getting out. And there, and Egypt said, no, the border has not been open for us to go in. So this is a ticking time bomb that's already exploded, but it's like the detonator that's going to ignite the larger mountain of explosives. And then what comes out of that? The surveillance state, the cashless society, the checkpoints. We get attacked on 9/11, bare minimum, government stand down, prior knowledge, that all has been proven. TSA grubs our testicles, puts us in body scanners. They set up a huge intelligence network, which the FBI director just gave a speech yesterday down in San Diego to the police association. I got the video and transcript right here, and he said, oh, yeah, it's unprecedented extremist. And our own right-wing domestic groups are the main threat. Non-existent right-wing terror groups. I mean, it's like finding a unicorn with a leprechaun riding it. And there they are getting us ready for this so they can cancel the election coming up. War will cancel the election. That's where we are. All these governments are weak, but a huge group of wars will keep them in power. So they're all working together to trigger this.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia?
Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The information war. It's Alex Jones.
Sunday emergency broadcast. Israeli false flag confirmed as Iran warns of further escalation ahead of Gaza ground war. You know, I wrote that headline right before we went live. I don't think it's strong enough. As Iran warns of total war with Israel, as Iran warns of World War III if Israel invades Gaza, I don't know. I mean, you just can't come up with strong enough headlines. For times like this, for the next 30 minutes, Lauren Witzke, great investigative journalist with CrosstalkNews.com, some of her latest interviews with Israeli whistleblowers and others about the stand down have gone mega viral. We played a short clip of it earlier, but you can find all of it on our Twitter, at Lauren Witzke, D-E. and at crosstalknews.com. And then Michael Yon, who's down at the Darien Gap, but he's coming out of there so he can get to a place that has internet and give us a report on the flood of Islamic males, military-age men, pouring in. So again, our government is flooding us. Europe is flooding Europe with Islamicists. Israel stood down for 7 hours, not their people that got slaughtered and not their military that was not warned, the small number of forces that were there. They weren't alert. They should have been. Again, a handful of helicopters would have taken out the Hamas invasion. Five attack helicopters conservatively to totally defeat them. But they didn't. So you can't just get emotional about, oh, I'm for Hezbollah or I'm for Israel. You got to pull back and look at the bigger agenda. Our government gave them $6 billion right to Hamas through Hezbollah, through Iran. They gave them the $87 billion out of Afghanistan. They've opened our borders up, and it gets worse. The left and even the Breitbart editor is calling to kill everyone left in Gaza except for those that get out, and then to send the refugees full of Hezbollah and Hamas to America. Story up on InfoWars.com about that. No, you keep them. But see, when they then attack stuff here or get blamed for it, you lose your rights. So do I. So, Lauren Whiskey, thank you so much. I wanted to get your breakdown on this because you've been all over it and get your take on this and where you think this is going next. When Israel goes in, I believe they'll follow through on this. And then Iran says they're going to attack. I believe they'll follow through, at least through their Hezbollah forces north of Israel, and they'll activate their forces in the West Bank. So Israel will be surrounded on all sides being attacked. That hasn't happened since the 1970s. What's your research on this?
Right. So like I had said, this really is Israel's 9/11. And it wouldn't be the first time that a government sacrificed their own people to go to war. Now, the whole incident was suspicious. You know, it took them almost 7 hours before IDF actually came and liberated Israel and their people and their citizens. Meanwhile, they're getting slaughtered by Hamas that came in via paratroopers. Like, it looked like they were homemade parachutes attached to bicycles. You're telling me that this, like, the most intricate, most extensive security and intel in the world, with the iron fence and thermal imaging, all failed during that time, most suspiciously, Alex. So I was looking into this. You know, they had moved the concert right on the border, basically into a war zone 2 days before. Now, we can't even ask the organizers why they did it, because it was put together. It was organized by two twin brothers. One of them is dead and one of them is missing. So we can't even ask them, hey, what was your justification for moving this concert to an area that left you extremely, extremely vulnerable? Now, like I said, this isn't the first time that a U.S. government or a government, a world government, a national government has chosen to sacrifice their own people to get the war that they wanted. Now the end result is war. Now we're talking about possible intervention with Iran. We have Lindsey Graham calling for us to go to war with Iran. We have our own politicians saying very dangerous things to provoke World War III, and they have to do better. We have to do better. It's going to result in thousands and thousands of people dying. We just got out of a 20-year war, and here we are again. We jumped right into it with Russia, Ukraine, and now it's looking like we're going to go back into the Middle East. Now, I don't want any more American kids being sent to die over there. So it is important that we investigate what Netanyahu knew and when he knew it. Now, 2 hours before the actual attack, Israel had been given intelligence saying that, hey, Hamas is going to attack. You are going to be in this position. Now, 7 hours later, they're just now dispatching IDF to save their citizens. Meanwhile, thousands are dead. And it just can't be explained.
Well, you're right, Lauren, and this has been done before. Again, when I expose Israel's leadership for being part of this, I'm not attacking Israel or Jews. Just like when I expose Franklin Delano Roosevelt, came out in congressional hearings later, knew the Japanese were going to attack. They'd broken their purple and blue code 6 months before. A few midget submarines had gotten there too quick and crashed into it that night. So they had submarines there in Oahu, you know, there at Pearl Harbor, very close to it. They knew it was coming. They had the aircraft carriers that were new out to sea, but the old battleships get sunk. as a sacrifice to get America, who was anti-war, into the war. Now, again, our government did that. So when the Israelis go, this is our Pearl Harbor, or this is our 9/11, they're absolutely right. And Dick Cheney wrote in Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC 2000, that they needed a Pearl Harbor-level event for America to be able to invade the Middle East. And what did we then see? 3,000 people killed at Pearl Harbor, 3,000 killed on 9/11. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is very, very interesting. Now, I sat down with a Jewish charity leader yesterday. I posted the clip on my Twitter. You guys can watch it. Maybe we can air it on here. But she ended up giving me intel. I actually just sat down and was having a conversation with her about her pro-life work. She works for a Jewish pro-life organization who specializes in taking the pro-life movement to Israel. Now, Israel commits 40,000 abortions a year. It's actually almost state-funded over there. So she has her work cut out for her. But she was talking to me about the value of life over there. She was talking to me about, you know, actually, I was just told, I was sent this email yesterday. My rabbi who's over there said that it was 7 hours before IDF even came for them. There was knowledge that they were told to stand down. IDF was told not to act, not to go out and save these people until 7 hours later, after the crimes had already been committed and after people had already died. Now, she is a great woman. She came forward. And I asked her, I said, you got to go public with this. You have to tell the world about this, because like you said, it's not saying that the
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's not like it's just her, though she's very credible. We have the major Israeli news saying they stood down for 7 hours. No response. I mean, you've got attack helicopters a few miles away. In fact, I've got a list here from Israel's own defense ministry of the number of attack helicopters they've got. Over 200, over 100 and something they just bought from the United States. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's absolutely true. And it's backed up by everybody. Everybody knew it was something. There's something very wrong. There was multiple reports during that time of Israelis saying there's nobody here to help us. Where is the IDF? Where are our soldiers? Where is our protection? For hours and hours on end. Now, they have been given a heads up long before. Even U.S. intelligence had told them earlier that week that there was going to be a Hamas attack. Egypt had told them that there was going to be a Hamas attack. They knew it was coming. It wasn't like they were taken off guard. At first, that was the official story that, hey, we were taken off guard. But evidence is proving the other way. And you're watching the story change and manipulate itself. And we're actually starting to get out the truth. The more and more of the truth is starting to come out as more and more people are talking about it, because there is no excuse for the fact that they waited. They sounded the alarms at 7:30 in the morning to warn the Israeli people that they were under attack. However, the attack was already there. They had already crossed their borders. They were already inside Israel, and they were already committing murders. So Netanyahu, he calls, like, he runs IDF. There's absolutely no way he did not know that they were doing this. This had to come from the top. This was a call that came down from the top to the lower level soldiers and generals, and they didn't act. And it's starting to come out now. And the only reason it's starting to come out now is because people noticed and people are breaking. People are talking about it and exposing what really happened that day. Now, I'm interested to see what the real story will be in a couple of weeks.
All right, Lauren Witzke, stay right there. We're going to start the second hour with you for 15 more minutes. Then we've got an investigative reporter, former Special Forces operative, Mr. Jan, joining us from the Darien Gap with the giant Islamic invasion happening now. Notice it's all being orchestrated by our governments, funding the Islamists, bringing them in, standing down, everything. Stay with us, just like Pearl Harbor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.